How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
It's Tuesday, June 6, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Apple unveils a futuristic Vision Pro headset at WWDC. It's a potential game changer for spatial computing in business. And Kaseya launches a cyber insurance program in partnership with Cysurance. It's a trend towards software insurance integration. This is the Business of Tech. Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference event started yesterday. There were a ton of announcements, and I will focus on ones that are business-related or business-adjacent. Apple completed its transition to Apple Silicon with the announcement of the Mac Pro with the M2 Ultra chip, with up to a 24-core CPU and 76-core GPU. FaceTime is coming to Apple TV, including Zoom and WebEx apps on the upcoming tvOS 17. AirPlay is coming to hotels, allowing users to place content on hotel televisions. iOS 17 brings NameDrop, designed to help with contact information sharing, and Live Voicemail, which transcribes voicemail in real time and shows on the screen as the caller leaves their message. The headline, of course, is the new Apple Vision Pro headset. It's priced at $3,499 and coming early next year. It's controller-free and looks like a pair of ski goggles. The headset has a glass front and an aluminum frame containing 5 sensors, 12 cameras, a 4K display for each eye, and a computer that's cooled with a fan. It's controlled with motion gestures, runs apps, and connects with other Apple devices nearby. Microsoft Word, Excel, and Teams will all be available on the platform. Notable business-related demos including using it as a display for a Mac while still using native apps for browsing and communicating, participating in meetings where participants are displayed in space alongside presentations, and working with 3D rendered objects within the space. Why do we care? Tim Cook referred to the idea as spatial computing, which is the element to care about. This device doesn't even arrive until next year, so this show was about developers making software for it. It also leans into augmented rather than virtual reality, making the device's vision far more relatable. The use cases outlined are the first ones with a specific, usable implementation I could relate to using on a more daily basis. Describing it as another display for your computer makes a ton of sense, and the fundamental pitch is distinctly business. Knowing I'm an Apple fan, a colleague asked me if I had ordered it already. Well, it isn't available for order, but besides that, the answer would be no. The price-to-value ratio is off. Right now. This is version 1, and while I love my iPhone, I didn't buy the first version either. I'm intrigued by the combination of the technologies and where the future may lead. Imagine this technology either in a lighter form, such as glasses, or implemented within a physical space without needing glasses. If you dream a bit, you can see where this might go, and that vision is much clearer than what competitors have offered. There's a practicalness to this too. Rather than Zuck's bad cartoon people, this leans into reality, augmented, by intentional choice. One of Daniel Burris's thoughts: all technology gets smaller over time until it's built into something else. We're not viewing the final product here. And that's the critical flaw now. Users look ugly wearing it. There's a reason none of the executives wore the device during the presentation. It's too easy to be mocked while using it. More than anything, that will be a consideration. Humans don't like technology that makes them feel awkward. Time will tell if the value increases enough to overcome that, or morphs into something else. I also wanted to cover Kaseya's announcement of a partnership with Cysurance. The Kaseya Cyber Insurance Fast Track Program delivers up to $1.5 million in cybersecurity insurance coverage for companies that adopt and implement Kaseya's IT Complete Security Suite. And this passage from Axios. Quote, "Partnerships between insurers and vendors have been taking a few different forms. The most straightforward looked like Kaseya's new program. An insurer pre-approves a customer who has purchased and set up a specific product suite. Some others look like what Google Cloud has set up. Google scans customer security postures and makes recommendations to help reduce insurance risk. Customers also get specialized insurance offerings from Alliance Global and Munich Re, and Google takes care of sending any necessary data to the insurers. Cyber insurers are also starting to bring these risk assessments in-house. Resilience, a cyber insurance provider, has built out a team that engages with customers and ensures they're staying up to date on their security requirements to keep their policies. Resilience instead partners with vendors to investigate insurance claims. Why do we care? I'll observe that software plus insurance is beyond idea and into a trend, if not fully realized, mainly as it's now offered in various flavors. Second, Kaseya's big spend on naming rights for a stadium has press attention. They're noted more often by mainstream outlets than their competitors. Good for MSPs is debatable, but good for Kaseya could definitely be argued.
The days of limiting yourself to the big players is coming to an end. Modernize your cloud offerings by partnering with Linode and Akamai. The cloud landscape is growing with alternative cloud providers like Linode offering better price to performance and better support at a fraction of the cost. There's just some clients that don't fit into the one-size-fits-all box of the big three. Enter Linode, Linux cloud hosting at the fraction of the cost of the big players. Your customers can save up to 70% on their cloud bill. Find out more at linode.com/MSP Radio.
Thanks for watching. Today, National Eyewear Day. I just happened to visit the eye doctor this morning, so that one lined up. How do you celebrate National Eyewear Day? Getting a new pair? Questions to ponder. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries.
Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.